First, I'm going to dedicate this to my father, who passed away a few weeks ago. And he is a Stoop storytelling series person, and he's the one that got me involved in doing this. So when Ted told me, you know, a movable feast is going to be doing a Stoop storytelling series, you know, I had no choice in the matter. So I know he's standing right here. So without further, he'd be yelling at me if I keep going on and on about him. So I'm going to go on to my story. So I've been doing this for 10 years, doing Dining Out for Life. I'm not sure if anybody's familiar with how Dining Out for Life is. If you're not familiar with it, once every year, it's usually in September, come visit me at Mount Vernon Stable. That was a personal promotion. Every September, most of the restaurants around Baltimore and outside of Baltimore donate money towards Movable Feast, and all you need to do is go there and eat. And that's easy enough. But no one could understand is for 10 years that I've been doing this at Mount Vernon Stable, I'm doing that plug again, is how I became one of the top five, if not the top one seller of making the most money for this event, just being one person at this, for dinner. Coming out to dinner, people come and eat dinner. It wasn't that crowded. You could still come and get a table and what have you. And, you know, it wasn't like crazy, you know, crowded, like, oh my God, we're here to see Shayna. And I'm like, I don't know you. But that's okay, but you can eat. So it's that memory loss thing. Dining Out for Life, everybody wants to know, how do I raise money for them? And everybody wants to know how I, you know, what's my... how do I do it? You know, what's your niche? Or how do you raise so much money? Well, you know, you go around from table to table and say, hi, I'm Shayna. Do you know what today is? And they're like, no. And I said, Thursday. You know? And they kind of look at me funny. Well, you know, at that point, what you're going to get, you know. I usually tend to, it's usually on the Thursday, by the way, so don't look at me funny. So what I wind up doing is, you know, I start off with, you know, a somewhat of a joke, and then I go into, you know, today is Dining Out for Life. And they're like, well, what's Dining Out for Life? Well, you're eating, aren't you? Yeah, and then they even look at me a little bit weirder, especially when I go up to them in the appetizer portion. I usually try and get to them when they're at their first drink, but that's, you know, sometimes you skip. So you go up to them and you say, you know, what's Dining Out for Life? Well, what's Movable Feast? Well, Movable Feast helps men, women, and children who are HIV positive and or have AIDS and, with medical care, and also have other debilitating diseases. We give them food, we give them rides, we give them medical care. We do as much as we can, and we're a local organization. Oh, and it's like a light bulb that goes off. You know, you can't see. You're recording me, so you can't see. Be like, oh, it's a light bulb. You know, okay, I'm going to stop now. I think I'm funny. So I do. I think I'm a real knee slapper if you really get to know me. The title of my story, my Stoop storytelling series story tonight is Never Judge a Book by Its Cover. And I go from table to table, no joke. I wear these fun outfits, I wear these exciting stuff, you know, like, you know, something really fun and exciting, a balloons, or, you know, there's, you know, I make it fun, you know, and not because the food is just is great. Come see me, Mount Vernon Stable. Now, but another plug. Sorry, but you know, it's just the night itself is a good one, and you should come out and eat. And that's what I try and imply and tell people. That's the reason why you should come out. Well, I go to every table, and regardless, and it was winding down one night, and I try and stay until, you know, I go above and beyond the call of duty. Usually the event ends around 9 o'clock or so, and I tend to stay until, I guess, I've stayed until 11, depending upon how many glasses of wine I've had. And that gets me a lot more close to the tables. In fact, just a small little story of how much I made that one night is I actually had a skirt on, and I bent down, and I just talk to the tables. You get down real low, you know, you get down to the tables. Hi, how you doing? You want to get really personal. And then I stood up. Well, my heel must have got caught on the skirt, because when I stood up, the skirt stayed down. That night, I was number one in the Miami Army. So, but, you know, I mean, if every year people come and visit me, the same people over and over and over again, and they know what they're going to get. They know what kind of food, regardless of whether they like the food or not. You know, people have mixed opinions. Shush. You know, it's just because of that night is, and they want to see me, and they want to, you know, they know about Movable Feast. I know my time is coming. So what I want to say is this one night about 3 years ago, I was so exhausted. I mean, beyond exhausted. I had gone from every table. Meanwhile, I was wearing 6-inch stiletto heels that night, though. But that didn't stop me, because I had about 6 beers. So 6 inches, 6 beers, you know, that equaled out in my mind. But there's this one woman that, you know, you just know at the tables. You just know there's just those tables out there that you just look at them, you're like, if you go up to them, you're going to be like, you're not going to get anything. You're not going to get any money. You're going to waste your time. Well, I never waste time. Time is not wasted on this wonderful night. And even you being there, even drinking a cup of tea or whatever, it goes to that wonderful cause. So there's this woman comes, and I told her, do you know what today is? And she's like, yes, I do. She's sitting there eating by herself. And I said, you do? And she's like, yes, I didn't know where to go, so I just came here. And I was like, well, why did you come? And she's like, because my best friend just passed away yesterday. And I said, well, how did he pass away? And she's like, from HIV. So I sat there from 11 o'clock until for a good hour or so, you know, talking to her. She brought a book, a picture book of him and his stories, and she talked about it, and she had no idea that she would get this kind of response. And I promised her that every year I'd be there for her. If she comes and sees me, you know, not plugging Mount Vernon Stable, but if she comes and sees me, we can talk about Robert, because that was his name, and I'm giving him a plug right now, because Robert's watching, and he knows that her and I have a connection, and every year we're going to talk about him, and we're going to discuss how much love he had for her and her for him, and how much that one step she took to come into that restaurant meant for me and for her. So thank you very much.